This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the U.S. from the area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45, with 5 people in serious condition, 15 people who have been discharged, the rest in stable condition, 2 people have died. U.S. health officials began screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan and San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. 3 cases have been detected outside China, 2 in Thailand, 1 in Japan. As the Myanmar government faces intense global criticism for a 2017 military campaign that targeted minority Rohingya Muslims, Chinese President Xi Jinping reinforced his support for embattled Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi Saturday. Reuters' Emma McCarthy explains.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. China and Myanmar have historically had a fraught relationship, but have moved closer since 2017, when Myanmar was internationally condemned for its treatment of minority Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. More than 730,000 Rohingya were forced to flee western Myanmar after a military crackdown that the United Nations has said was executed with genocidal intent. China has defended the country on the global stage and is viewed as the biggest obstacle to a prosecution of its leaders at an international war crimes tribunal.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting.